Welcome everyone, we're about to begin Be'ez Hashem Personality Type Shiur number 6. Today we're going to continue talking about the third set of numbers, of letters, T versus F, thinking, feeling, preference. And we talked about how most males, or 60% plus males are T's, and 60% plus of females are F's. It seems to be this is the only one that's gender affected. And the major concern for T is facts, not feelings. And T tends to be skeptical of anything that cannot be proven with facts. And because T's are less affected by other people's feelings, they have less difficulty saying no. And they could hold on to their own ideas and opinions no matter what other people think. T's generally have difficulty giving compliments, or listening to other people's personal problems, or giving positive feedbacks, as those are emotional needs which T's may not notice or value. The main need for a T, for a thinker, is information and facts and logic. The thinkers range from the highest levels of brilliance to the lowest levels that could be irrational. T does not mean that they're more intelligent than an F. They're not necessarily. Some thinking types are very dry or cold or stone-faced or stone-hearted. Others may seem passionate and moody and hot-tempered, but they're considered T's because, number one, they prefer to work on things and ideas rather than people. Number two, they're more comfortable with impersonal objective judgments. And number three, they attempt to persuade people with the appeal of logic rather than the appeal of emotion. Very dominant T's are less bothered by having to live and work in hostile environments or in combative situations. They feel more comfortable then. It doesn't bother them. They could work in the workforce even if they don't like certain people or they don't get along with certain people, and it doesn't affect them so much. On the other side of it, T's may have difficulty making time for relationships or seeing the importance of emotional intimacy. There are two types of T's. There's a ST and there's a NT. A ST, again, the S is sensing, so it's concrete, down to earth, with the T, with the logic. So that is a type of person that analytically and impersonally deals with the concrete sensory world, like tools and instruments, mechanical devices, concrete facts, whatever can be touched and seen and heard. Then there's an NT. N means intuitive, and T means they're impersonal and analytical, but they deal with things that are more philosophical, ideas and theories and philosophies and things like that. So that's a little more explaining the T nature. Going to the F nature, feeling is the ability to make choices based on personal feelings and subjective values. They are more absorbing people's emotions. When we gave shiurim, for example, on HSPs, let's look at it for a second. Those that are very sensitive people or empaths, what are likely to be their typings? Number one, between an I and an E, an introverted and an extrovert, most HSPs, most highly sensitive people, tend to be introverted. When you go to the second one, whether they're S's or whether they're N's, S means sensing, down to earth, concrete, and N means intuitive. Highly sensitive people tend to be N's, intuitive. And when it comes to T and F preference, an HSP tends to be an F, a feeler. Doesn't always have to be this way, but it's often that is that case. The main need for an F is close relationships, expression of feelings. And if they don't have that emotional connection, they feel a lack. F's feelers tend to have a lower self-esteem or struggle with that a little more than T's do. They tend to have higher highs and lower lows. Many cultures value the unemotional aspects as signs of strength and wisdom and maturity, and F's feelers feel themselves as being less together or weaker or less intelligent, less stable in comparison to the cool-headed T's, or able to cope with life seemingly better. F feelers are ashamed of their strong feelings often. They think they should not have them, or that they should be able to control them better. And Fs also have an issue with fuzzy boundaries. They don't have that boundaries as strong. But to explain this very, very importantly now, anyone, whether you're an F, a feeler, or a T, or a thinker, with a highly developed F side, they'll be sensitive and care about other people's feelings. Anyone, whether they're an F or a T, if they're undeveloped in their feeling side, will only be concerned with their own issues. So an F can also be very insensitive to others. Don't think just because they're feeling they care, they're good people automatically. They're not. They could be very insensitive to others. And T's can be very thoughtful and very compassionate. So that's an important thing to recognize here. Sometimes it's hard to tell a difference between a T and an F, especially if the F is a male and a T is a female. You know why? Because men in our culture are encouraged by society to have strict control over their emotions. So they could be inside very an F, a real feeler, but on the outside world, they may conduct themselves like a T, like a externally more analytical. And you have with women the other way around. They may be thinkers but and T's, but because it's natural for the feminine to be compassionate and warm, they may appear that way externally, but inside they are a thinker primarily. Both T's and F's, again, react the same degree of emotional intensity. Both types can be logical and objective. Both types can be explosively angry or intensely loving. F's may make demands that are devoid of feelings and, you know, so, and T's may be emotional. So one needs to understand that human beings are complex and each one could develop each other's concepts. Now, T's often complain that F's are being excessively dramatic, and F's feelers experience that feeling as appropriate. Because an F, a feeler, experiences events more intensely and for a more longer period of time. That emotional intensity of an F could be annoying to other people, especially if an F is long-winded and repeats the same complaint again and again, or they sometimes may exaggerate minor things. On the other hand, T's, thinkers, often minimize the significance of major events. And F's may complain on T's that they don't take their feelings seriously, or that T's don't respond to emotional pain or human suffering the way they ought to. Some F's feel that the only way to have a relationship and to get people's attention is to be very, very emotional. And they may not want to be calm and rational because they fear that no one will listen to them otherwise, which is really not correct. They need to learn how to deal with that part. Now, there are two types of F's. There is a SF. S means, again, sensing down to earth. F means a feeler. So they're caregivers and warm and friendly and nurturing. And they respond and give to other people's visible needs like food, clothing, shelter, environment. Then you have another type of F called an NF, an intuitive feeler. They're also warm, friendly, nurturing, but they have an N dimension that they're psychologically insightful and they're highly sensitive to their own and others' invisible needs, like needs of praise and autonomy and creativity. NFs have a delicate nature, may lack the resilience that an SF has to bounce back. So SFs and NFs both care about people, but SS, because they're sensing and concrete, they'll care about them in a very concrete way, what they need physically or what they could see with their eyes, what they need. An NF, intuitive, they care and they provide maybe the basic things too, but they're more interested in their inner world. And now both Fs can be both introverted and extroverted. So very often it's interesting that if an F, a feeler, is introverted, if they are more to themselves, they may look like a T. They may look like a thinker because their emotions are deep inside and their introversion covers it up. On the other hand, you could have an extrovert that's a T and they'll look like an F. They'll look like they're a feeler because they're more outgoing. So these things we're going to learn if you are... Keep hanging there if it's not clear to you yet. Everything will, be'ezras Hashem, become very, very clear as you go along. So here's an example of a father that's an SF, which is a feeler, but in a very concrete way, versus the one who's talking now, which is an NF. So here is what this person says. My father, who is an SF, was a very good, generous man, but was always very practical and direct and no nonsense. We never had any in-depth discussions about personal matters, and I always knew he cared deeply about me. But as an NF, I would have preferred more depth of understanding, more complete communication, and I always felt that lack, that I wasn't being understood. Now, when you understand natures, you won't take that personally. You won't take that personally. So again, Fs have an innate drive to relate to people. And if you're an introverted F, you may have one or two close friends. And you may connect through writing. Many F children, if they're not able to make that contact in a positive way with parents or teachers, may get down about it or adopt some bad habits or run away and show other disturbances. So you have to be attentive to that. Now, here is an important aside. Parents of very strong F children, if they have feeling children that are very emotional, they can help, parents can help the F develop more of that tougher skin so that they don't take everything to heart so quickly. Teaching them to discriminate between situations will call for a strong emotional response and those that should be handled with more indifference or calmness. That's called emotional regulation. And parents could be mechanech their children that way. If a child is a strong F, to teach them how to emotionally regulate better. And if they're strong T, to teach them how to engage their emotions better. Fs generally are more interested in pleasing others. They're worried more about being liked and disliked. They crave emotional intimacy. Ts, they have feelings too, but they can disengage more quickly. We mentioned last year that feelings, you could tell their emotions on their body reactions, while Ts, their intense emotions are buried within. A big yesod, I'm going to say often, all of these types, but now we're talking about thinking and feeling, has nothing to do with midos. Whether you have good midos or not good midos. TNF has nothing to do with it. It's a mode of expression. Ts and Fs can be equally manipulative and conniving, using their emotions to persuade and manipulate others. Both Ts and Fs. Ts will manipulate people through using logic. Fs will manipulate people by using emotion. But they could both manipulate. So it's not a matter, we explained it last year also, between a tzaddik and a rasha. It makes no difference. You could be a T tzaddik, a T rasha, an F tzaddik, an F rasha. Yeah, through the history. It's not a judgment call of the personality, of a choice of how, what type of person you are. Now, here is an important yesod difference between a T and an F about two mothers that had a miscarriage, a T and an F. Now, this is the F mother talking, a feeler mother talking about her own miscarriage, talking about her friend who is a T, a thinker who also had a miscarriage at a similar time. So here it goes. Listen carefully. A T friend who also has a strong F part, had a miscarriage at the same time I did. She felt bad, of course, and we sympathized together. But then she just went on with her life, while I felt bereft and found it much harder to function and get myself back together. The grief just schlepped on and on. It's not because she didn't care. She did. The initial blow was probably just as strong with her. But she doesn't have to wage this tremendous struggle with so many intense feelings. She was able to disengage more quickly. And even when something good happens, I'm so excited that I have more difficulty functioning. I used to feel ashamed for having strong emotions. Now that I understand this system, I don't condemn my feelings. I let them be, and I go on with my life, and I'm far more functional without those condemnations of condemning myself. Very interesting point here that Fs also, because they're strong feelers, they have trouble with simchas too. They get overwhelmed and sometimes very nervous and scared, even when good things are going on. So that's the idea. But here's the interesting thing that each one should not fall into the trap. Thinkers, thinking types, should not assume because I thought something it's true. And feelers, to the contrary, they should not say because I felt something it's true. They both can be completely wrong. A false feeling is I feel so inadequate, but everyone assured me that I've done a wonderful job. the emotion of a feeler is wrong, is leading them in the wrong direction. The feeler has to control their emotion, say, no, I am not inadequate. Or a T with their assumption. A T will make an assumption on a logic. They're being quiet because they don't like me. But when I asked them, they said, oh, they're just tired. So you can make wrong assumptions in thinking, wrong assumptions with emotions. T's will make possibly wrong assumptions with their thinking ability, and F with their feeling ability, and you have to be careful regarding that. There's a lot more to talk about, but the idea is that F's have to be careful not to emotionalize everything. A T could think, wow, they're being a drama queen all the time. T's have to work on their care to be more caring. And a lot of healthy T's are indeed very caring and very concerned about other people. So we're going to stop here, other than basically giving you again a synopsis, a review of what a T and a F is. When you are a T, you decide on basis of facts and logic. You value logic over sentiment. You're impersonal, more interested in things than human relationships, more truthful than tactful. May hurt people without realizing it. Firm-minded. Find it easy to reprimand and punish when necessary. Likely to question conclusions. Sometimes brief and businesslike. Good at organizing facts. Tend to suppress and undervalue or ignore feelings. And intellectually critical. An F may value harmony. Aware of other people's feelings. Try to live up to other people's expectations. Enjoy pleasing others. Dislikes telling people unpleasant things. More tactful than truthful. Stronger in social arts than executive abilities. May have difficulty organizing thoughts. May suppress or undervalue or ignore logic. So this T and F comes into play between parents and children, between spouses, between Rebbe and Talmud, between friends, between siblings. And Be'ez Hashem, we're going to go more into depth about this. But Be'ez Hashem, in the next year, we're going to go into the fourth letter, the final letters of the MBTI. Bracha v'atzlacha.